वाहेगुरु जी की फतेह।
वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। वेलकम एवरीबॉडी, दिस इज चेतनदीप सिंह फ्रॉम बे एरिया कैलिफोर्निया। वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू अनदर सेशन ऑफ खोज कुर्बानी। कंटिन्यूइंग आवर थीम ऑफ डिस्कसिंग द पैसेजेस दैट आर पॉपुलरली संग इन सिख वेडिंग्स अनंत कारज, टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू पिक अप अ पैसेज। इट इज फ्रॉम रामकली दीवार, महला पंजवा। इट्स ऑन पेज 964। इट्स वेरी कॉमनली संग एज द मेन पंक्ति ऑफ द शब्द दैट इज संग इज तव पल्ले तेंडे लागी। सो आई एम गोइंग टू रीड आउट द शब्द फर्स्ट एंड देन विल शेयर माय ओन अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ व्हाट डिड आई अंडरस्टैंड एंड देन वी कैन हैव अ डिस्कशन अराउंड दिस पैसेज। श्लोक महला पंजवा। उस्तत निंदा नानक जी मैं हब वजाई छोड़या हब किच त्यागी हबे साक कुड़ावे दिठे तव पल्ले तैंडे लागी। महला पंजवा। फिरदी फिरदी नानक जियो हौ फावी थी बहुत दिसावर तंदा ता हौ सुख सुखाली सुती जा गुर मिल सज्जन मैं लद्दा। I think I mispronounced bahut disavar panda, it's not tanda, I apologize for that. Pauri sabbe dukh santap ja tudo puliye je kichan lakh upav ta kahi na kuliye jisno visre nau so nirtan kandiye jisno visre nau so juni handiye jis khasam na aave chit tis jam dand de जिस खसम ना आवी चित रोगी से गणे जिस खसम ना आवी चित सो खरो अहंकारिया सोए दुहेला जग जिन नाओ विसारिया। सो अगेन इट इज अ शब्द और पैसेजेस फ्रॉम रामकली दीवार एंड वार हैज अ पौड़ी एंड फ्यू श्लोक्स विद इट एंड दिस पर्टिकुलर लाइन तव पल्ले तेंडे लागी दैट इज संग many times during an ankaraj. It's part of the slok. So let's start with the first slok. It has this particular passage body has two sloks with it. So ustat ninda nanak ji main hab bajai chhodya hab kich tyagi habbe saak kudave dithe tau palle tende lagi. So the first thing that I noticed, we noticed when we read this shabad is that the word hub is used. And again, I'm not a grammarian and I don't have access to a dictionary or a Sanskrit dictionary. But I mean, I could easily substitute this with sub. So I think in a sense, what is being said here is the word sub. And it could be by the rules of poetry or grammar that Guru Sahib is using the words as my hub or just for the, you know, maybe it has some context to it, but not that I'm aware of. But the message that I'm getting from the first two lines is that Nanak is saying that I have become indifferent to praise or slander, ustat ninda. These worldly things don't matter to me. That I have left everything that is worldly. So when I read these lines, they give me a sense of someone, a being that has gone through some deep realizations, because these are some of the truths that they arrive at, that Nanak is saying like, main hab kich tyagi sabbe saak kudave dikhe. So he's seen that everything is transient or kudave. So again, these lines, at least as far as I can share from my own experience, don't just come in a void or a vacuum that you wake up one morning and you write a poetry. I think these come from underlying deep realizations. When our mind realizes certain facts or truths from your own personal direct experience, then these emotions, these feelings, these truths surface up in your own mind. And also what I found interesting is that these realizations are not coming from a place of hurt or disappointment or detachment. Like when I was young, I remember being hurt or disappointed by someone or something, and you know, I said, you know what, I'm going to leave them, or I'm not talking to them, or I just leave them. But these realizations, the way I see it, they are not coming from a place of hurt or disappointment or detachment. In fact, these are coming from realization, the following truths that I could put together. And these are few. I think the first one, what I could think, is that Nanak has realized, or is realizing, the mind is realizing that the world is temporary. It is subject to change. Everything changes. The world is temporary. It's not permanent, hence not worth attaching to. And second, this world and the worldly forms are an illusion. There is some force behind all the forms that give rise to the forms that is working to create and sustain this universe, like Nirgun Sarup. But in a sense, the forms are just that. There is something beneath, underlying the forms. There is some truth there. And the third thing, what I could think, is the truth that was realized is that every cause has an effect. Ape bij, ape ikha, that my own actions will result in what I get. If I attach to the temporary and transient things, the worldly things, I am going to get dukkha. But if I attach to the one behind it, the Nirgun Sarup, then that's what he's saying. Like, I have left everything worldly, but now tau palle thende lagi, I'm only devoted to you. So I think after realizing these deep truths about my own self and the world around me, Nanak is saying that nothing of outside or the forms matter to me. What matters to me is you. So tau palle thende lagi, that I'm devoting my life, my everything to you. And I have become non-attached to everything else, including the close relationships in my family life. Now, again, when I think of it, it is a bit paradoxical, as most of the things in religion are. On one hand, the purpose of Sikhi and life in general is to serve oneself by serving others, like selfless service or seva. And at the same time, understanding that this world, these relationships, this family, they're all temporary. And hence, I don't expect anything. If I do something good, I don't expect praise. And in the other case, I don't care about slander. All I do is your seva. So I think Nanak is sharing his own realizations and certain strategies that he has adopted in his own life, and that he's sharing with us. Second slok, the next one. Firdi, firdi Nanak ji, Nanak jiyo, hau favi thi bahut disavar panda. ਤਾ ਹੋ ਸੁਖ ਸੁਖਾਲੀ ਸੁਤੀ ਤਾ ਗੁਰ ਮਿਲ ਸੱਜਣ ਮੈਲਦਾ ਸੋ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਇਟਸ ਅਗੇਨ ਅ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਫਰਸਟ ਸਲੋਕ ਦੈਟ ਅਗੇਨ ਅ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਈ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਕੀਪਸ ਵਾਂਡਰਿੰਗ ਫਿਰਦੀ ਫਿਰਦੀ ਇਟਸ ਆਲਵੇਜ ਕੀਪਸ ਵਾਂਡਰਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਫੀਲਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਹੈਜ਼ ਗੋਨ ਇਨਸੇਨ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਕੀਪਸ ਇੰਡਲਜਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਆਲ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ ਇਟਸੈਲਫ ਐਂਡ ਅਗੇਨ ਅ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਈ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਰੈਸਟ ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਮੀਟ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ or this awareness that is inside me that will lead me to the Sajjan or to the Hari or my Mool. And the next one is the Pauri. Sabhe dukh santap jaan tudho puliye. So we read the Pauri first. So I think in short, I'm not going to go line by line on the Pauri, but I think what this Pauri sums up is what happens when I am not in tune with a guru. This is again a direct realization of the mind who has realized that what I need to do, but also it's a keeping a check on itself. Like, what happens when I'm not in tune with a guru? In fact, it's expanding on the line in the previous slok, Firdi Firdi Nanak Jiyo, Hofavi Thi, that if I forget the Naam, I'm the real pauper, and all the things that all the lines in this body, so nirtan kandiye, so joni handiye, right? So chit rogi se gane. But what stood out to me was the last line was very interesting to me. Soi dohela jag, jin jin nao visarya. So basically, what happens is if we take an analogy of a bullock cart or a rickshaw, very common in India back then and even now, if we consider our life as we are riding on a cart, horse cart, or a bullock cart, or a rickshaw ride. It can be smooth if the cart is moving well, but if the cart wheel does not fit well into the axle, it's a nightmarish ride. So similarly, our life can be smooth and peaceful if we have not meant that cart wheel can hit the axle and the word duhela was very telling for me, at least, that if we don't have realizations and indulge in the world as it forms are true, our time here is going to be dohela. So these are some of my thoughts on this body and slokas. So I'm going to open it up. I'm going to start with Ekankarji. Do you want to share your thoughts on this one?
Thank you, Chikungu. It's kind of an interesting choice to have a Shabad that talks about, all relationships, being false as a marriage Shabad. I
I
find
think
that.
that yeah, I think that we have chosen as a custom, or as the traditions go.
So I think that's a very that's a very interesting decision to say, okay, here I'm about to commit my life to somebody, maybe we'll have children, but by the way, all these relationships, and I think maybe false is not the best translation of it. The mind, I think it's, for me, it's about, what you're talking about with the nam, that if I know what my identity is, if I know who I am and I'm anchored in my being, then I'm not going to get caught up in wanting something or being disappointed by what's happening around me. But if I'm not, if I'm not anchored in a true sense of self and a true sense of that divine identity inside of me, then everything that happens, is going to jostle me around. So I think I'm just really echoing what you said, and I do think that's just a very interesting framework to enter into marriage. Like, okay, don't worry about and I also think that line also speaks to me about the way that social life is very much about what you look like on a certain level. That people are really concerned with looking good or looking bad or being praised by their family or being slandered. And the idea that we need to enter into marriage and not play that game. Like, if we really want the Grishtashram and we want a dharmic relationship, we have to not be concerned about the opinions of others, which is a tall order, I think, when it comes to the human condition. So those are my few thoughts about it.
Yeah, I think you raise an important point, and that brings me to, like, I was just reflecting on why this Shabad was chosen, and I think, again, traditionally what happens when a boy and a girl, sick boy and a single, are sitting, so when it's time to go around Guru Granth Sahib, take the ferry, the girl's father gets up, and the girl is wearing a palla, a cloth, typically a pink in color, and he takes that and gives it to the boy, and they both hold that palla and take the ferry. So it's like, now this girl is yours, now palle thende lagi, right? So that's the kind of analogy that we as Sikhs have derived, or maybe this is the best thing we could come up with to fit a certain tradition. And we forgot to read what was written in the front, habesa kudave dite. So I think that's where it's coming from. Okay, Gurdeep uncle.
Okay, you explained very good, but I can give my opinion on it. Actually, it's more spiritual. Even in Christianity, the father holds the hand of the girl, his daughter, and hand it over to the groom. And in Islam also, I think a lot of promises are given or advice given to them. We have to be sincere to each other. And first thing also, the girl says that I'm marrying this fellow with my own will. She has to say that in front of everybody, that there's no any other force behind, any social pressure or anything. We have very similar customs, either it's a Sikh marriage or it's a Christian marriage or it's Islam marriage. I've often seen this, and whatever they give advice is exactly similar to each other. The idea in Western life, we can more easily explain here, you know, we have a time when we start dating, you know, and I have gone through all those kind of processes by living for a long time. I used to see in 70s, you know, the girl, if she doesn't have any date for the weekend or any boyfriend, the girl who doesn't have a boyfriend, she was feeling ashamed of herself that she couldn't have a boyfriend and she had nowhere to go. There's no dating and nothing. And marriage average age here in Western world was about 40 and plus. So by that time, they have been running around finding so many dating and all that. And then eventually they get frustrated because they keep running. It's exactly our soul is doing. It's keep on wanting. Our inside is wanting, either with the relatives, with the friends. Ultimately, nobody going to help him. If he's sick and all that, you will see. Guru Teh Bahadur said at one place, Sukhmai aan milit bo baithat, rahat chau dis kehra hai, bivt pari sabhi sang chanit, ko na aavat ni ra. Even here, it goes further. Ghar ki naar bahut is jasiyon, ਸਦਾ ਰਹਿਤ ਸੰਗ ਲਾਗੀ ਜਾਬੀ ਹੰਸ ਤਜੀ ਇੱਕ ਆਇਆ ਪ੍ਰੇਤ ਪ੍ਰੇਤ ਕਰ ਬਾਗੀ ਐਟ ਲੀਸਟ ਸ਼ੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਯੂ ਟਿਲ ਦੈਟ ਡੈਥ ਆਫਟਰ ਦੈਟ ਸ਼ੀ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋਟ ਇਵਨ ਸ਼ੀ ਗਟ ਅਫਰੇਡ ਆਫ ਯੋਰ ਬਾਡੀ ਇਜ਼ ਡੈਡ ਬਾਡੀ ਸੋ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਐਲਿਟੀ ਦ ਨੋ ਵਿਲ ਫਾਰ ਯੂ ਬਟ ਦੈਨ ਦੇਰ ਬੀ ਅ ਫਰਸਟ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਐਜ਼ ਏਕੰਕਾਰ ਸੈਡ ਵੰਡਰਫੁਲ ਵਰਡ ਹੀਅਰ ਗ੍ਰਿਸਥ ਆਸ਼ਰਮ. It has been, studies have been made with every culture and religions and all that, and they found that the Grihastashram is the better. Here you have certain commitments, you have somebody to take care for you, then you have a bit of responsibility of your kids. The kids are born out of the wedlock, then you will feel much more responsible and taking care and with love for those kids. And by that time, grow and grow older and older and older, and you want to die. This is the wonderful way of passing your life. Otherwise, you are alone, you get depression. One time you got a dating, next week you don't have anybody. After 2 years, your girlfriend is gone. You are more in love with her, you get heart attack. You see, the maximum suicide rate here is in Quebec, where I live. And in the teenager group. And the reason they found, because when they start dating and they have a boyfriend, girlfriend, if one of them the other one gets sick, other one get committed suicide even. These are the facts you can find out from the statistics. So basically this ends everything when you get married. And here, whatever is given, all this reality in our Gurbani. So it's same thing applies to our spirit. Our spiritual husband is the Lord, and we have to be in love with him, and everything will follow suit, or the good attitude will follow suit, and you become very pure-hearted, very kind soul, a loving soul, and that's why we need to get married, and then we follow this whatever Gurbani advice. Thank you. This is what I can say in general.
Kika, thank you, uncle.
Sorry, I'm kisi aur advice use karke. I think...
Yeah. Would you like to share your views on this?
Chetandeep, I think I don't have much. I also didn't have a chance to look at the Shabad before, but I really like the idea, as you said, that you know, the first line, sabbe
ਸਾਖ ਕੁੜਾਵੇ ਡਿੱਠੇ ਤੋ ਪੱਲੇ ਤੇਂਡੇ ਲਾਗੀ ਵਾਲਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈਗਾ ਨਾ, ਸੋ ਇਟਸ ਇਟ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਕਮ ਫਰੋਮ ਮਾਈ ਹਾਰਟ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ disappointed or hurt or broken. It came from someone who has the understanding of this world, these relationships, and who really realize it. I think it's really a good idea. And also Ekankar ji raised really an interesting point. I also think that why this shabad is specifically sung, you know, at the time of marriage. But if we, maybe for some reason, I'm not sure, but what I think is, from spiritual aspect, Guru Sahib is trying to say that all the relationships are transactional. Nothing is like, you know, it's all based on give and take. Nothing is, what we say, without any expectations. So the once I realized that all these relationships are, you know, transactionals, it made me, you know, my connection with you is only the one that is self, your relationship with you is only selfless. So I think that's all I can add right now. That's it. Yes.
Thank you so much. So I think we have at least covered one round, and we did go over slokas and pari word. Let me try a different trajectory, and let's see how that goes. So I think we all here on this call are trying in our own personal lives to follow the path of the guru, or to be spiritual, or, you know, to get closer to one's own self. So in a sense, tau palle tende lagi, right? That's what I'm saying, like, my life is devoted to you, and we all have our own ways of coming at it. So why don't we go around the room and just share from our own personal day-to-day life, what are we trying? What are, like, I would like to hear from all of you, what are we doing in our daily life on this? Like, how are we connecting to the guru, or how are we connecting to one's own mool, or one's own authentic self? How are we connecting every single day? So maybe I can just start by sharing a couple of thoughts, what I do, and then I would like to hear from each one of you. So the way when I get up in the morning and I'm trying to follow this path of taram, or this journey of connecting with the guru, I am very conscious about my own reactions to the things happening around me. For example, if someone speaks to me in a louder voice or a harsh voice or questions me, I'm trying not to react to that, right? So I'm trying to watch my own reactions with the light of the Guru Ustad Ninda Nanak Ji, right? So I don't care about what's happening. For example, I invited someone home and they said, we are not coming, or a lot of things happen, right? I mean, so what I'm trying to get to is, like, I'm not trying to just sit on that situation and ponder it over, just letting it go every moment. And that's kind of my way of tau palle thende lagi. So Ekankar ji, would you like to share your own journey?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually in a space of transition with how I'm doing these things. I had a really clear sadhana for a long time, and then I hit midlife, and I'm just shocked at how many things are changing for me. What I noticed, though, is that it keeps coming back to the notion of hukam. You know, that I'm not, you know, I'm not doing my bonnies every day. I'm not, you know, like, putting a lot of hours on the mat, as they say. You know, I'm not sitting on the mat for hours a day right now. But it's almost like the guru saying, can you integrate the things you've learned, which is that it really is just the divine in everything, doing everything, and it really is all in hukam. And the intellectual understanding of that versus kind of a more limbic system, emotional surrender to that are very different, because intellectually I can, you know, oh yeah, it's all hukam and this is what hukam means and this is what hukam says. But I think the guru gives Shabad as a road to the non-dualistic experience, and that non-dualism was reserved really for deep practitioners of practices for many thousands of years. And what the Shabad did was liberate the opportunity to access non-dualistic consciousness for every person, you know, who has a chance to meditate on the Shabad. And what's interesting for me is that where I had an intellectual understanding of non-dualism for a long time, as I'm getting older, as I'm dealing with, you know, my parents getting, you know, my mom getting older, my friends are dying who are older than I am. I'm looking at the fact that, you know, death is getting closer for me every day. There's just like this recognition that I have to get this concept of it's all hukam on a totally different level. And it's that lesson that just keeps presenting itself every day. So that's my input.
Yeah, so I really like when you said you were integrating the learnings that you had. So the way I look at it is you trained for a certain period of time and now you are living that training, that living the hukam. As they say, you're living it through your actions now in your day-to-day life. So thank you for sharing that. Gurdeep uncle, would you like to add to this?
Yeah, okay. I give you another example. Gurbani says, Ab hum chali thakar pe haar, jab hum sarn prabhu ki aai, raakh prabhu paame maar daar. Rahau, lokan ki chitrai upma, tai bai santar daar. पामे कोई बुरा कहे पामे पला कहे हम तो तन दियो है डार. This again, actually, Ekankar said very wonderful thing. If we know we are getting old, chinchin aud behat hai phute ghat jo pani, har gun kahe na gaavi murkh agyana, toothe laaj lag ke na marn pashana. We follow these four lines. Let's say once it goes into your mind, we will be having peace, we will be always cool, we will stay because we are not going to stay here for a long, long time. It's only for a few days. Why don't we make use of it? If this kind of concept comes to your mind, this Ekankar said wonderful thing, it comes in my mind too. Just when we were young or we were very baby or child, and age is going, running so fast every day. When I see my other friends are getting old, some have died already, it's pulls me down. It controls my thinking. It controls my collections of worldly things. That's what the Gurbani is helping us every morning when I get up. First thing at the night, I pray to Babaji, we have a Guru Granth Sahib at home, that with your help, our day was passed very nicely. Now you helped me to pass my night nicely and came, wake me up early morning, which he does. I can say that is my experience of long life. And then we think of Gurbani, Shabad, we hear Kirtan, we pray again. That's Tere Pani Swadha Pala. Jag Jilanda Rakhla, Apni Kirpa Tar, Jit Dwari Ubre, Tite Leova. We always say, but once we start saying these kind of words from the core of our heart, you will see God helping everybody else too, but he helps you as well. Provided that's coming from the core of our heart. So whole Gurbani is so wonderful. So all day passes like that. I'm married, I'm telling if you ask me, I'm 44 years I've been since we are married. And I was here for a long time before my marriage. The same way, I was not sure which girl I should get married. But as Ekankar said, this is the hukam, the order. I got married a girl from my own culture. And she does Babaji, she makes prasad, she does Kirtan, Gurbani all day. We keep on around these things. So we don't care what somebody has said. He brought us something good or nice or bad. We'll be getting out of it slowly, slowly you do, because our priority is different. So we are thinking every day, you know, kare heri fere badak jo kaho ko bid kije. You know, you understand the meaning of all this. Kare heri fere badak jo. Kaho kaho ne bid kije. Tera so din ya ban laga. Kaho kaho hai kaka. Jab lag jot kaam mein bharta hai. Aap aap usme bujhe. Lalji kare ji. Pad karan. Lochan kashin asuj. So these kind of words keeps us so busy and so within ourselves. We don't have the time to fight with others. He took my this stuff. He didn't give me this back. You have no time. Plus, I have my son. I have two grandchildren. So I take care for them. We go to pick them from the school. I prepare some food for them. By the time my daughter-in-law, my son comes home, we have little food. And those kids are with us. And they are in good hands instead of going to babysitter and other places, which is, of course, a necessity as well. But I feel having a wonderful life, but staying close to Hivani, not a very big house, not a 6-bedroom or 10-bedroom, 3+1 in the basement. I've been living in the same house for 45 years. So it's not also, you can say, I was very poor. I'm a professional. I was an architect. I worked with the government. I could have collected a lot of wealth I wanted. But again, as Ekankar said, it's also was his hukam. Even if I thought sometime that I should buy this and that, I think no, it was the hukam. We stayed within means. So far, I'm very happy with my life. And I don't know if we, tomorrow morning, if the breath is going to come or not. So once we have this type of concept in the mind, what is the problem there? It's no problem. That's it. Anyway, it's my own thinking. I don't want to impose anything on anybody. As you ask this question, I'm sharing my experience with you guys, with all of you. You are younger than me, of course, but I appreciate your this efforts that bring us every week on the computer, on the board. We discuss Gurbani and all that. I really appreciate and thank you very much.
Thank you, Gurdeep Uncle, for sharing your deep personal connection. As you shared with him, with Guru Granth Sahib Ji. So thank you so much for sharing your life. Eileen, would you like to share something at this point?
Sure. I guess in stark contrast to Uncle G, I don't feel that I'm in that kind of a place. And I think what I'm experiencing in my day-to-day is sort of questioning. In my life, right, when I was with my husband for like 15 years until he decided he didn't want to be married anymore. And so I faced a different situation. And what I'm struggling with now in some ways is just thinking about, you know, that I take care of my kids. And the pressure makes me kind of feel like there's, you know, I'm not enough. Like there's sort of this longing for more, or feeling like an insecurity, sort of an instability and an insecurity of like, am I doing enough? Am I, you know, do I need to do more? And on sort of just like a very like, you know, it's a balancing act, right? It's like a tightrope act of trying to make things work and do more. And, so what I've been doing a lot is just kind of trying to question my motivations and try to unpack some of that feeling about, you know, what is enough? You know, do I crave like, you know, companionship from, you know, getting married again or something like that to sort of, you know, does that create stability? Does that create more craziness? You know, like I'm just kind of trying to figure out what is the right, what's going to give the right sensation of feeling enough. So I guess that's where my head is at. And probably, you know, for sure there's more lessons from Gurbani that that can inform that and kind of, you know, help me out with that question. But it's just the life pressure that seeps in. I think that on the day-to-day basis that it's like the treadmill, if you will, right? The treadmill that I'm on.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you for, you know, being vulnerable and sharing your innermost thoughts. And just the use of word treadmill that you used at the end, I think I certainly feel the same way. And I feel like I get up in the morning and get ready, drop kids to school, drive to work an hour, work the entire day and come back, pick up kids. I mean, me or my wife, and again, put the kids to bed and the day is over. It just feels like a grind. But what has helped me, at least in last couple of weeks, is, and I'm not sure how this shift came about, but what I have realized is, I've named this mode as something called Seva mode, that, you know, when there is a lot to be done, and I just tell myself, you know, let's go in the Seva mode. And what happens to me in Seva mode is, no matter what is happening, if I have to pick up kids, I have to cook for them, or whatever I'm doing, it does not feel like work to me anymore. It feels like I'm just doing the Seva you gave me. And no matter what it is, and no matter how much it is, I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to do it, and that's all about it. I don't care about anything else. So I think that is really helping me. Even if I'm driving and there's a lot of traffic, I'm serving you. I'm coming back and I'm working at office. I'm serving you. I don't care what I'm doing, or is it enough? As you said, all my mindset is like, it's going in the Seva mode and just doing that Seva that I've been told to do. So,
Thank you, Virji. That's really helpful.
Thank you. Kulbant Kaur Panji, you want to share your thoughts?
It's really nice to hear from everyone. I have the same feeling, you know, as you said, as
I think we just lost her. I don't see her on the call anymore.
Yeah, I think she's lost the connection.
Okay. I think that completes round two. So I'm just going to open it up and invite if anybody has anything to share at this point, or we'll see if Kulbant Kaur Panji comes back. So Ikumkarji, Gurdeep Uncle, Eileen, any final thoughts on this or anything else you would like to share at this time?
I don't have anything really to add. I've enjoyed the conversation tonight, and I know it's a small group, but I've been glad to be part of it.
I think small is intimate, so good. Eileen, do you have anything to share?
No, I think that's it's a really helpful for me, that perspective too. I appreciate that, because I think that partially also answers my question in a way of the feeling like I'm not doing enough. Like there's, you know, it comes down to not, it might be the same thing where I feel like if I'm not doing enough for my kids, like if I'm not providing enough for my kids, that they'll somehow be disadvantaged. Like I'm just never, there's just never ending, never enough that I can do for them. And maybe that's part of it, is sort of, how am I judging what's enough? You know, am I judging, you know, what's enough by just the standards, just what's in the Maya, and looking at other people. And maybe what I have to do is I just have to reorient to feel like it's enough that, you know, Satguru will take care of things and kind of have more acceptance. So I
no thought.
Yeah, that's fine. Because where it says ustit ninda, ustit is the appreciation, but if it's a real appreciation, we should do it. It's encouraging to everybody. But sometimes we do false appreciation just to take some benefit out of someone. That's where it says ustit and ninda also is bad. They both, when you misuse them, if it's reality and facts, it's good to say truth, but not give any false appreciation and all that. The other thing, as Harvinder said, it's a psychotherapy. Of course, Gurbani helps and every Shabbat. And it has been a proven fact with the Harvard University. If you do 20 minutes of meditation in the morning, you get enough energy to face the problems of coming 24 hours. It does. help is improved. Doesn't matter what meditation, doesn't matter what religion, it's things to get in tune with the Supreme Lord who gave us everything. You thank him for the health, wealth, kids, wife, everything. Then you will see a love starts sprouting from your heart, and it will affect everybody, and you get it back. That is in the space. If you give a bad vibration, leave it in the space for someone, he gets it too, but they come back to you. If the good vibration, gets back to you, you will face a lot of people during the daytime who are always good to you. If you have done something wrong really from the just thoughts, and those bad thoughts come back and will be sad and all that. This is what I have studied also, but I have the feeling also, I realize every day, this is, it works. And Kirvani is, of course, is psychotherapy. You must know, try to understand. And thank you very much. This is what I can say right now.
Thank you, everybody. I think that's the wrap for today. I'll see you all next week. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.